My dear friends, I am happy to be with you once more. My plan is that my teaching should precede my presence and prepare my way. My people will release it through their groups and group endeavor. When mankind is somewhat prepared, my voice shall be heard. Meanwhile, my efforts are bearing fruit, producing change, drawing together men and nations, and bringing new hope to the world. I am emerging soon, but first I would point the way into the new direction which man, if he would survive, must take. Firstly, men must see themselves as brothers, sons of the one Father. This is essential if they would progress one step nearer the Godhead. Throughout the world, there are men, women, and little children who have not even the essentials to stay alive. They crowd the cities of many of the poorest countries in the world. This crime fills me with shame. My brothers, how can you watch these people die before your eyes and call yourselves men? My plan is to save these my little ones from certain starvation and needless death. My plan is to show you that the way out of your problems is to listen again to the true voice of God within your hearts. To share the produce of this most bountiful of worlds among your brothers and sisters everywhere. I need your help. I call on you to aid me in my task. How can I stand aside and watch this slaughter? Watch my little ones die. No, my friends, this cannot be. Therefore, I am come quickly among you once more to show you the way, point the path. The success of my mission depends on you. You must make the choice. Whether you share and learn to live peacefully as true men. Perish utterly. My heart tells me your answer, your choice. And is glad.
My dear friends, I am happy indeed to be with you once more in this way. My mission is proceeding according to plan, and if all goes well, you will soon hear my voice. Meanwhile, I would say this: mankind has lost its way. Has strayed far from the path prepared for it by God. Many there are now in the world who know this, who search and pray and work towards the light. But many more are blind and would rush towards disaster. My plan is to halt this headlong plunge and to turn the tide. My presence already is affecting changes in men's thinking, in men's hearts. And causing them to wonder, my efforts are proving effective despite all appearances. Men are turning again to the truth, to the laws which are God. Allow me to show you the way into the new time, to outline for you the glories which, if you will, can be yours. Man is made to serve both God and man. And only through that correct service can the path to God be trodden. Make it your task to take upon yourselves the task of reorientation, reconstruction, and change. Each man is a lighthouse and sheds abroad his light for his brother. Make bright your lamp and let it shine forth, and show the way all are needed. Everyone, no one is too small or young to take part in this great plan for the rescue and the rehabilitation of our world. resolve to do this. And be assured that my help will not be withheld. How to start? Begin by dedicating yourself and all that you are and have been to the service of the world, to the service of your brothers and sisters everywhere. Make sure that not one day passes without some act of true service. And be assured that my help will be yours. This, the path of service, is the only path for true men. For it is the path which leads them to God. My people are drawing together around me, responding to my call, and are achieving more than they could know. Together we shall fashion a new and better world. May you be open and ready for my call when it comes. My blessings are upon you all. Please receive the blessing of the Christ. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now within your hearts and minds. May this divine light and love and power lead you to become that which you are. True.